Good morning and welcome to the Lion's Roar Report. I am the Lioness reporting this morning. Not leaving until 8:30 this morning, so I'm actually doing home chat instead of car talk. But I just wanted to come on for a few minutes this morning to say congratulations to Tiger Woods. He won his fifth Masters championship yesterday. And just wanted to give him some love, some shout outs. He was on top for a while. He did a couple of missteps and then sunk down into the sunken place for a little bit. Had some injuries, had some surgery, came back, fought his way back, and now he is back on top. And just wanted to say kudos to him. While I wanted to do that, I wasn't watching the whole Masters competition, but as it was getting close, my husband was watching, and as it was getting close, I would step into the room every now and then to see how things were. I could hear the people cheering and oohing and aahing and different things like that in the background. So I would walk in and out of the room to see where everybody was and who was doing what and who they were talking about at the moment. And saw that, you know, Tiger had been down, and then he was inching up closer, and then he was giving the leaders a run for their money, and then they started choking under the pressure, and so that opened the door for him. And so it was pretty interesting to see this unfold, what I saw again. Wasn't following the whole thing, just kind of, you know, jumping on the bandwagon at the last minute, which is what most people have done. But anyway, I wanted to play the last putt that he had to make to seal the deal. It's about 3, maybe almost 4 minutes long, but it was telling. So listen to this.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory. I never thought we'd see anything that could rival the hug with his father in 1997, but we just did.
That will be the greatest scene in golf forever, Jim Nantz.
And that, that hug with his children, if that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, if you're a parent, you're not human.
No, the whole euphoria of everything, the patrons, his emotion, the chanting. We will never see anything as exhilarating as that. Fantastic. Congratulations, Tiger. Unbelievable.
Zach Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, Bubba, Xander. Poulter takes his cap off for him. Bernhard Langer, Koepka.
Again, congratulations to Tiger Woods, winning his fifth Masters title championship. What is that, the jacket, the green jacket that he got? Congratulations. Now, you know, like I said, he was on top, had some missteps, fell from grace, and then worked his way back up. Through all adversity, through everybody turning their back on him, and some rightfully so, you know, some things he did, he deserved to have some people walk away from him. He hurt people with some of the things that he did. And so rightfully so, there were some that needed to walk away from him for the things that he was doing. But he did not let that stop him. He corrected his course. He got back on track and worked his way back to the top. That is worth celebrating. It's unfortunate he had to get it that way because he was already on top. But, you know, that's what happens to some people. They work and do what they need to do to get there. They get complacent once they get it. They forget what it took to get there in some cases. I don't know about golf. That's kind of a – it's not basketball or football, but it still puts some strain on your body, your hips and your back. And it still does things to your body. It may not do the same thing as football or as basketball or hockey or anything like that, but it still puts some wear and tear on your body. So – to forget what you had to do, to concentrate and to focus, to get there and stay there, but then to have the fortitude to get back on the horse and get back up there and do what you need to do. He was still competing. He wasn't winning. He wasn't even coming in the top 10 in a lot of cases. But he kept grinding. He kept grinding. And that was the reason I played that clip of the song Get Up by Mary Mary, because You get down, and sometimes you get down because of silly things that you put, you know, situations you put yourself into, but you can't stay down there because you made the mistake. Own your mistake, fess up to your mistake, make amends with your mistake and those who you may have hurt, and go back at it. And that's what he did. But what I wanted to look at really briefly, I wanted to see, because like I said, I'm not a golf person. I'm only, you know, on the bandwagon now because Tiger won yesterday and I happened to see it. And it was touching. I remember when he hugged his father the first time. And now that his father's no longer with him, to see his mother stand there, to see his kids, who I don't think were even born the last time he won. Or if they were, they no, because that was 2005. This is 2019. So they weren't even born the last time he won. So this was something amazing for his own children, the next generation, whether they play golf or not. It was something awesome for his offspring to see. But I wanted to see, because we were at, the Augusta National. I was actually born in Augusta, never been there. But I wanted to see, because you know the history of golf wouldn't let black people play for a long time. So I wanted to see when was the first time anybody was able, a black person was able to play in the Masters. And that was back in, 1975 when a man by the name of Lee Elder, he was the first black man allowed to play. And I read a story said he was so nervous he didn't think he would even be able to hit off the first tee. How big of a deal that was. And that was back in 1975. The Masters, I believe, started in 1934. Correct me if I'm wrong on that year. But from 1934 to 1975, the only black person allowed on that course was the only way a black person could be allowed on the course, let me say it that way, was if he was a caddy. And that's the only way you would have gotten in there. They only allowed black people and black men specifically on the course as caddy. If you weren't a caddy, you weren't there. So to go from 1934 to 1975 to have the first black player, and then Tiger being the first black winner back in 1997, and to come back, what was it, 14 years without anything? 2005 was the last time he played, or last time he won, excuse me. And to win 14 years later is something to celebrate. Now, that should encourage everybody. That should encourage anybody to get up and get it done. It should encourage you, if you haven't won anything yet, to keep fighting to win. That should encourage you that if you have won and you've made some mistakes and you've lost and you're fighting your way back, to keep fighting. In that song, it says, you can't stop. The time won't stop. Time is not going to wait for you to get your act together. Time's going to keep on ticking. Time's going to keep on moving. What are you doing with the time that you have? Tiger has given us a great example. He's not the only one, but he's the one in the moment. So I have to celebrate it. I have to recognize it and acknowledge it. He's the fifth all-time. He was tied with Arnold Palmer for a while, winning four. So he just passed up Arnold Palmer, who sits at four, Tiger's at five, and Jack Nicklaus has six. So his next goal, I believe, is to either tie him or beat him. He's 43. These people play well into their 60s, so it's possible. I say congratulations, and if that's your goal, go for it, fight for it, do what you have to do to get there. But it was good to see him back on top. It was good to see him smile. It was good to see him hug his children and his mother. It was good to hear the crowd yell and cheer and chant his name. A lot of people who probably talked trash on him when he was down and out, but now that he's back on top, at least they can admit, and many of his competitors there giving him high five, shaking his hand, congratulating him. It was a good day for golf. So I sign off saying congrats once again to Tiger Woods. To encourage all of you, whatever you're fighting for, keep fighting. If it's worth it to you, it's worth the fight. Don't let anybody get you down. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't let anybody discourage you. And if you're the only one in your corner fighting and rooting you on, then be the only one in your corner fighting for you and rooting you on. Because at the end of the day, that's who you owe everything to what you're doing, to the dream that you know that's in your head. Of course, you owe thanks to the Most High if, you know, that's your faith belief. It certainly is mine. But I'm saying if nobody else is in your corner rooting you on, telling you you can do it, telling you even though you lost this battle to get back up, make the adjustments you need to make and get back in the fight, get back in the tournament, get back in the ring, get back on the bike, get back on the track, get back in the boardroom, whatever your situation is, whatever your goal is, whatever your dream is, don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't let anybody talk you out of trying one more time. Don't let yourself talk you out of trying one more time. And so as I leave you for today, I just want to remind you that it is time to get up. Shalom and have a fantastic day.
One more time, say.